In case we do not survive, this is a true record of the war between the Cylon Centurions and the human race in the star system. Commander Adama, Battlestar Galactica. Somewhere at some time in our galaxy, there evolved an intelligent race of serpents known as Cylons. First, they created machines of super intelligence, the Cylon Centurions. Then they created the ultimate in machinery and technology, a ruler known as the Imperious Leader. But due to a slight error in their programming, the Imperious Leader turned against his creators and ordered his subjects to exterminate all human life forms. Thus began a war with the Cylon Centurions that embraced all of the human race in the star system. One of our greatest defeats was the Battle of Molokai. The Fifth Fleet, including its flagship, the Pegasus, under our great military genius, Commander Kane, was destroyed. Now there remains only one fleet of warships consisting of five flying battlestars with the flagship Battlestar Galactica under my command to protect our tired and weary 12 colonies. Unexpectedly, the Cylon Centurions sued for peace, asking for an armistice conference. They chose the ruthless and treacherous Baltar as their liaison. And unknown to our intelligence force was Baltar's bargain with the Cylons, whereby he would rule over our colonies after we were conquered. Nor were we or Baltar aware of the Cylons' real plans. And so we were taken by surprise as 1,000 Cylon Centurions attacked and engaged our fleet in battle. In order to protect our colonies, I left the fighter craft to defend the fleet and turned the Battlestar Galactica toward our planet home base, Caprica. Unfortunately, while our fleet was under attack, a greater force of Cylon Centurions attacked our home planets and completely destroyed all 12 colonies. The problems at this time seem almost insurmountable. We're short of fuel, water, and food. But worst of all, we no longer have a home planet. After much deliberation, I've decided to set course in search of the only remaining outpost and colony of humanity in the universe. Now, so that mankind in our galaxy can survive, I shall some way, somehow, seek out and find that 13th colony which lies far beyond our star system, a planet called Earth. My immediate problem is to obtain food for the survivors and fuel for the ships without endangering my people or my fleet. Carillon is the only logical answer. It's an old mining outpost abandoned by the Cylons. But that too presents hazards. It is well known that the Cylons mined the only passageway to Carillon. I have no choice but to clear a channel.